for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network as it's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine just west of the light in Bad Axe and now a second location in Sandusky. Well, the current standings, I'm leading with 4. John Mooney has 3, 1 tie, and we were incorrect twice. Not bad, really. And John Mooney, you won the last time, so you get to go first.
Oh, good. Especially when that crystal ball broke, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am going to go on a hunch. And I saw Ubley playing Bad Axe, and believe me, that was a hard-fought game. If Ubley plays the defense like they can, they turn it up, they could give Cass City fits. So that is why I'm going to go with Ubley by 5.
Ubley by 5 for John Mooney. I'm also going to take Ubley, and I'm going to take Ubley by 6. Las Vegas has Ubley favored by 2.5 points, mind you. As we're getting ready to start things off, just 25 seconds away from, I believe, a national anthem of some sort. John Mooney, first thoughts from tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is not going to be a 30-22 kind of game.
I don't think so.
I just don't sense that it's going to happen. I think it might surprise us and get up and down the floor pretty well. Ubley has, like I said, turned up the defense a little bit, and if they can get that cooking, they can go ahead and create offense off turnovers, and that's why I picked Ubley on that reason alone.
I felt like Ubley's just been that one step away from succeeding. They've played tough against many teams, including Bad Axe, including Harbor Beach. They beat USA at home way back 73-67. So there's a lot of great potential on this Bad Axe team, or Ubley team. Kansas City is also one step away, so I feel like very two similar teams.
Also, with the addition of Matt Mikechuk, has made a believer out of me.
It's now time to listen to the festivities here for live from District 83 in Harbor Beach, Michigan.
By gentlemen removing their caps and everyone standing at attention, placing their hands over their hearts as Morgan Gus sings the national anthem.
Proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleam.
That would be sophomore of Harbor Beach High School, Morgan Gus, with your national anthem. The Star Spangled Banner. Decent crowd for a 5:30 start. Good showing from Ubley and Cass City. The stands, still plenty of room out there, though. Let's take you through the Ubley Bearcats lineup. For Ubley, sophomore moved up, number 40, Matt Mychek. Number 42, senior, Cole Mychek. Number 10, Trevor Jepeski, a senior. Jeffrey Wright, also a senior. And number 22, junior, John Brandel. As we get reset here. Number 30, Nick Perry for Cass City. Number 22, Chase Winner. Number 23, junior, the big man, Logan Schenk. Number 2, point guard, senior, Sawyer Cathrell. As we're trying to figure out our last starter here for Cass City.
It's got
to
be Parker Hare.
Guard number 14, Parker Hare.
Yes, indeed, Parker Hare, a senior for Cass City. So for Cass City, Sawyer Cathrell, Parker Hare, Chase Winner, Logan Schenk, Nick Perry, and Hunter, and that's it for Cass City. For Ubley, Trevor Jepeski, Jeffrey Wright, John Brandel, Matt Mychek, Cole Mychek. Ubley is coached by Gus Recker. For Cass City, Tyler Erla. John Mooney, we're ready to go.
The one surprise there is Nick Perry. He is a sophomore starting for the Red Hawks. And from what I understand, he is a tray shooter. They don't have enough, actually. Parker Hare, Sir Cathrell. Oh, gosh. We're going to light them up tonight.
We'll have fun with this one. Live from District 83 on the WLW Sports Network, Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. Kansas City is taking your technical home team tonight in their white uniforms, maroon letters with maroon stripes down the sides. Ubley in their road black uniforms and orange outline, orange stripes down the side in classic Duke fashion. Logan Schenk wins the tip into the hands of Sawyer Cathrell, and we are underway. First possession goes to Kansas City. 7:50 left in the first. Cathrell dribbles to his left against Matt Mychek. Now trying to go into the corner and pulls up, passes it over to John Brandel, over to Nick Perry and back up to the top to Parker Hare. Hare dribbles over to the left wing, picks up his dribble, up to Chase Winner, over to the right wing. Nick Perry feeds it into Schenk in the right post, goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. This will be the first team foul for Ubley, and the foul goes against number 42, Cole Mychek, his first. Ubley's first. Two free throws coming up for Logan Schenk, Jr. And the first free throw is no good. Bounces off the back of the iron and out. Score remains 0-0.
Logan is at 52% this year in the foul line.
And he makes the second one. 1-0, Kansas City leads with 7:30 to play. Over to the right wing, Jepeski, back over to the left wing, to Brandel, to Matt Mychek at the free throw line. Running their weave in motion, forgets Jeffrey Wright, diving down the lane, and he's in for 2 points. Ubley now with a 1-point lead, Jeffrey Wright with two.
That was a beautiful cut right up the middle of the lane, and they found him, and 2 points for Ubley. 2-1.
Sawyer Cathrell dribbling to the left wing against Jepeski. Matt Mychek, over to Nick Perry, right wing. One dribble inside the arc, nothing there. Now has to feed it back out to Parker Hare. Hare to the left corner to Cathrell for three. Off the mark, rebound brought in by Logan Schenk. Goes up for the shot, and we have a whistle before, and it's going to be a travel.
But I'll tell you what, Cass City is going to the inside, and this is something that I think is really good for them. They need to exploit the inside as much as they can, and Logan Schenk is the man.